28th, 2025 meeting of the Steuben County Legislature. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Faratella?
Here.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Here.
Mr. Hannah?
Here.
Mr. Horton?
Here.
Mr. Cool?
Here.
Mrs. Lando?
Here.
Mrs. Logston?
Here.
Mrs. Lozo?
Here.
Mr. Nichols?
Here.
Mr. Pelham?
Here.
Mr. Potter? Mr. Shue?
Here.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Here.
Mr. Thu?
Here.
Mr. Tobia?
Here.
Mr. Van Castle?
Here.
Mr. Vanen?
Here.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. If everyone would please stand, we'll have Legislator Swackhammer lead us in the invocation, and Legislator Lozo will lead us in the pledge.
Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for our family and friends. We thank you for this United States of America and the freedoms we have. We just pray for the meeting that you may guide and direct us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. Yes. All right, certificates of appreciation.
Veronica Olin.
Wow.
50 years.
You for us when you were like five or something. On behalf of the Steuben County Legislature, we would like to thank you so much and recognize you for 30 years of service to Steuben County. Thank you.
Kimber Sestak.
Good morning.
Good morning.
On behalf of the Steuben County Legislature, we want to thank you and recognize you for 25 years of service to Steuben County. Thank you so much.
Brenda Devine.
Brenda Devine. Anyone who wants to come up. Good morning.
Good morning.
On behalf of the Steuben County Legislature, we want to recognize you and thank you for 20 years of service to Steuben County.
Thank you.
Thank you.
James Kennedy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
On behalf of the Steuben County Legislature, we want to recognize you and congratulate you on the occasion of your retirement from Steuben County following 25 years of service.
Very good.
Thank you.
We do have a few that couldn't attend today. Patricia Everett from Community Service, 30 years. Robert Conrad, Public Safety 911, 20 years. Jamie Herbert, Public Works, 20 years. And then we have three from the Sheriff's Department. We'd like to recognize Kathy Shep, 25 years. Donald Stripmatter, 25 years. And Matthew Butler, 10 years.
All right, let's continue. Comments by members of the public. Did we have anyone sign up? Oh,
let's see the sheep.
Hold on just a second.
See the sheep.
Thank you so much. All right. We'll start with Mr. Michael Krill. Mr. Krill, please tell us, please read your full name, where you're from, and you have 3 minutes.
Okay. My name is Michael Krill, and I'm from Savona. And as you may know, I am very interested in flood management and also emergency disaster response. And I always want to try to keep it in the limelight, because sometimes when things are calm and things aren't happening, people kind of forget about the possibilities or don't want to think about the possibilities of emergencies. So I just want to read off some facts, and it may enlighten you a little bit. You may already know it, but the number one cause of weather-related fatalities is flash flooding. I believe, and according to the risk management report in the county, flash flooding is probably the greatest threat to life and property in this county. UNC just recently did a study in North Carolina after the Asheville disaster with Helene, and they determined that almost 50% of the buildings damaged in the flood were not in the FEMA flood zone maps. So there's a problem to recognize that we may have to work on. Number one priority during a flash flooding event is rapid warnings and alerts. The problem is the predictability of flash flooding is very difficult. And so that time becomes critical. Cell phones in the United States owned by adults, 90% of them are smartphones. And Director Marshall has given the county an important tool to use with those smartphones. And that is called Ready Stuban. Very, very important piece of software. Another 8% of the population owns cell phones that aren't smart. And there's another way to deal with that, and that's called a WEA or wireless emergency alert. And then there's about 2% of people that don't have the ability to use a cell phone. And that can be dealt with through another means. It's called NOAA Weather Radio. It's kind of old school, but it's still a very worthwhile endeavor. And it's something we may have to look at. The number one problem with Ready Stuban is, to date, only 6,000 people have registered. And it's critical to get that number way up. I figured about 20,000 people need to be registered so we can kind of be assured that every household at least has one cell phone that has it programmed in. So how can we improve what I call survivor acquisition? First of all of you can play a role. You are held in esteem by the public. You are well known, and you probably have a significant contact list, social media presence. Use it. Send out a message to your family, friends, constituents, and let them know about Ready Stuban and to get on that website and get registered. Another suggestion is maybe mail out a notice with the tax bills so that there's a reminder in there get the information. Increase public fund or increase funding for education. Give people knowledge to save their own lives. And the last thing is organize volunteers to attend community events and hand out flyers. I'm going to be at the Steuben County Fair doing just that. I invite all of you to stop by and sit with me and hand out some flyers. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Krill. All right, moving on. I'll entertain a motion to adopt the minutes from the previous meeting.
So moved. Second.
Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Are there any reports of standing committees? Reports of special committees? Reports of county officers? Any announcements? Legislator Pelham.
Just from the Steuben County Agricultural Society, just a reminder that the Steuben County Fair, the 206th continuously running Steuben County Fair, will be held August 11th through the 17th this year. And exhibit numbers are up. Everything looks very good over at the fairgrounds. It's going to be a great year for a fair this year. So we invite everybody to stop down. And also the youth livestock sale has 272 animals identified to be in that sale. So the livestock sale will be huge this year as well. So stop on down on Saturday at noon, check out the animals, stay for the auction, and fill your freezer. So we look forward to seeing everybody at the fairgrounds August 11th to the 17th.
Thank you for letting us know, Legislator Pelham. We appreciate it very much. Mr. Tobia.
Well, we have two things real quick. First of all, just what Mr. Pelham said, the pig races are the 12th, and that's very important, about 5 o'clock at night. So the other comment I have, and this is for my fellow legislators, I talked to Mrs. Fitzpatrick about in the next month. I will plan on meeting with the social services director and the community services director. And I just really think it's important that we start looking ahead at some of the cuts that are going to come down from this bill that was just signed in our federal government, especially in those two departments. Some of the cuts and some of the things that we're going to have to plan for and help out. But anyways, that's going to be the gist of the meeting, where they think they're going to lose most of whether it's healthcare or Medicaid or SNAP, and what we can do as legislators to help the people of Steuben County. So I just want you to know that in the next month, and I hope to report out on that sometime in the next month or two, my findings with both the directors.
Thank you, Legislator Tobia. I also have an announcement in the auction barn at my house, where my husband is an auctioneer. We found a book of annual reports of the Superintendent of Highways of the County of Steuben. We have a book from 1941 and a book from 1942. It lists all the county roads. It gives a report of revenues and expenditures for the highway fund, and it has a pretty nice map. I do intend to give these to Eric when he is here. He was not going to be able to be here today, but if anyone wanted to take a look at these today, I'll have them available. So just a cool find and something for us to hold on to. All right, let's move to general orders of the day. Will the clerk please read Resolution 1?
Introduced by Ms. Fitzpatrick, receiving and accepting the July 28, 2025 communications log as prepared by the Steuben County Manager's Office.
Second.
Are there any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution 1 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 2?
Introduced by Mr. Van Etten. Authorizing the closing of completed capital projects, transfers of remaining balances, and notification of active capital projects as of December 31st, 2024.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll? Go ahead and call the roll.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Kuhl?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando? Mrs. Logston?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Shue?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Resolution 2 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 3?
Introduced by Mr. Van Etten. Allocating funds from the unrestricted general fund balance to the restricted public safety building repairs and renovations reserve fund.
Second.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Kuhl?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logston? Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Hsu?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hannah?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 3 carries. Will the clerk please read
I'd like to make a motion, and yes. Unless there's any objections, combining 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8, those are all the reserve creations that we are making. Are we allowed to combine those all?
Second.
Like make motion to combine them all and waive the reading?
Are you okay with that? I'm okay with that. Do we have a second? Oh, we had a second. Gary. Yeah,
Gary.
But I do have a
question. Colin. Yes.
The problem is my name was going to be mentioned 6 times.
I just wanted to steal the spotlight, you know.
we just read your name 6 times.
Who are you?
Yes, Mr. Tobia.
Just one question. When we establish reserve funds in whatever department, how does that work? Is there some money put in there to start the fund, or you just open up the account?
Yeah, so it's account. There are specific accounting requirements established by the comptroller's office. So it's treated like its own
separate account.
Yeah, it's separate account. Even though all the banking information is the same, they have to account for it.
Yeah.
So any interest earned stays within that account. So it unfortunately does increase some of the accounting that finance will have to do. Again, it's comptroller guidance, but any spending other than the accrual of interest annually, any additional appropriation or any spending has to come before the board via resolution.
And obviously the reserve fund, that money is specifically just for that.
Just for that. It cannot be used without going through a process of renaming or such. It has to be used for that purpose.
Thank you.
We have a motion and a second on the floor to combine resolutions 4 through 8. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. So will the clerk please figure out some way to read resolutions 4 through 8 so we don't have to read all of them individually?
Yeah, yeah, waive the readings.
We're waiving the reading.
Yeah, I did mention waiving the reading.
Thank you so much.
Second that.
Perfect. All right. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon. Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hannah.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Resolutions 4 through 8 carry. Will the clerk?
Chairman.
Yes.
I'm sorry. You didn't ask for comments on that before we voted. I make a comment to Mr. Tobia's question? As we talked about in the committee meeting when we developed these, we made them general enough descriptions to not hamstring us, because you can make a reserve account for a specific piece of equipment.
Okay.
And that's all you're limited to do. These are general reserve funds for categories.
Such as highways.
Give us more flexibility.
Good enough. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes. I'm sorry I didn't give you that opportunity. I felt like we had already kind of discussed it. So thank you for mentioning that. As a matter of procedure, we are pulling resolution number 9, so we will not be reading that today. Let's move on. Will the clerk please read resolution 10?
Jack, do you have a comment on that?
Oh, sorry. We just have to do a little more research in working with the auditor. There actually are a few petty cash accounts, and so the auditor is working with finance and mental health to clean everything up, and it'll come back to you.
Thank you so much. All right. Will the clerk please read resolution 10?
Introduced by Mr. Hsu, approving the 2026 workers' compensation budget.
Second.
Fertella.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Logsdon?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Hsu?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle? Mr. Vanetten?
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Poole?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes. Resolution 10 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 11?
Introduced by Mr. Hsu, approving the 2026 Workers' Compensation Table of Apportionment.
Second.
Are there any questions?
I would just like to make a comment that we appreciate the work that Mr. Sprague, the risk manager, and his group have been doing with this fund. It's amazing when workers' comp was a huge issue for us years ago and in increasing costs, how much they've turned it around with the help of PERMA. So appreciate their efforts.
Thank you very much. Any other comments or questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Hsu?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle? Mr. Vanetten?
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Cool?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon?
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 11 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 12?
Introduced by Mr. Potter, leasing county land at the solid waste landfill facility for agricultural production.
Second, Horton.
Is that by Mr. Hanna or Mr. Potter? So it needs to be the vice chair of public works.
Mm-hmm. Wendy. So
Wendy. Nice. All right. So we'll just amend that. Are we still okay with that?
Yeah.
All right. Are there any questions or comments? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Hsu?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Vanetten?
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Cool?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes. Resolution 12 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 13?
Introduced by Mr. Hanna, leasing county land for agricultural production.
Second, Horton.
Are there any questions?
Yeah, I do have a question. So I understand the previous one because it has to do with the landfill. So this is just land that we currently aren't using but have plans to use, or?
Yeah, so this is the land that was acquired last year across from the public safety and 911 building. And so instead of our folks mowing it, taking care of it, it's a big enough plot that there was interest from a number of folks to use it for agricultural production, and we had to put out an RFP for that because of that interest.
Right, and we think 5 years is going to be a short enough period of time because that does, you know, I don't know what the plan is. I know it's future ideas. But.
Yeah, certainly hope so, but we also have the contractual outs that we normally do, normally 90 days.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Mr. Pelham?
So I'd just like the record to show that I no longer own Pelham Electric and have not in several years, and I have absolutely no financial interest or obligations in that company.
Thank you. Any other questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Pelham?
Abstain.
Mr. Hsu?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Hughes?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Fairfield?
Yes.
Mr. Beck?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Wolf?
Yes.
Lando?
Yes. Yes. Excuse me.
Logsdon?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Resolution 13 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 14?
Introduced by Mr. Horton, authorizing an intermunicipal agreement with the Village of Canastillo for a radio system fill site.
Second, Tobia.
Are there any questions? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Hsu?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle? Mr. Vanetten?
Yes.
Mrs. Fertella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Cool?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logsdon?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Resolution 14 carries.
Will the clerk please read Resolution 15?
Introduced by Mr. Van Etten, awarding funds from the Law Enforcement Grant Program and authorizing an intermunicipal agreement with the Village of Bath.
Motion.
Are there any questions or comments?
Is this inclusive of what we had just done? Okay, good. That's all.
Any other questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle? Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Fairitella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Cool?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logston?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Shu?
Yes.
Carried.
Resolution 15 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 16?
Introduced by Mrs. Fairitella and Mr. Shu, reclassifying one currently filled senior typist clerk, senior account clerk typist position, CSEA grade I, to one accountant position, CSEA grade M, within the Office for the Aging.
Second, Tobia.
Are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Fairitella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Cool?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logston?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Shu?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Resolution 16 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 17?
Introduced by Mr. Shu. Reclassifying 10-based full-time assistant tax map technician position, CSEA grade G, to one tax map technician, CSEA grade I, within the Real Property Tax Service Agency.
Second, Fairitella.
Are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Fairitella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Cool?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logston?
Yes.
Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Shu?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Okay. Resolution 17 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 18?
Introduced by Mrs. Fairitella and Mr. Shu, creating one part-time social services attorney, management grade J, within the Department of Social Services.
Second, Thu.
Are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Fairitella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Cool?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logston?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Shu?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Toby?
Yes.
Resolution 18 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 19?
Introduced by Mr. Horton and Mr. Shu, creating one full-time senior typist position, CSEA grade F, within the 911 department.
Second.
Are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Mrs. Fairitella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Cool?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logston?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Shu?
Yes.
Mr. Blackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Resolution 19 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 20?
Introduced by Mr. Van Etten, establishing the date and time for the delinquent real property tax public auction.
Okay.
Are there any questions or comments, Legislator Lando?
So how many people or how many properties are on our list so far? Thank you.
Any other questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Fairitella?
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Hanna?
Yes.
Mr. Horton?
Yes.
Mr. Cool?
Yes.
Mrs. Lando?
Yes.
Mrs. Logston?
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo?
Yes.
Mr. Nichols?
Yes.
Mr. Pelham?
Yes.
Mr. Shu?
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Thu?
Yes.
Mr. Tobia?
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle?
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten?
Yes.
Resolution 20 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 21?
Introduced by Mr. Van Etten, ratifying and confirming the notice to bidders and terms of sale 2025.
Are there any questions or comments? The only comment that I would like to make is that now that we've established the date and time, and we do have the notice to bidders in terms of sale, I would like to see the website updated for that because the information that's on it is still from 2024. And I have had some constituents that have been asking me about that. So if we could get that updated. All right, Mr. Van Etten.
Do we have a time on when the list will be available for the public?
Go ahead.
The auction year is usually a little slower to get on everything loaded on the front page. And part of that is you can try to avoid back and forth and pulling properties off with orders.
Right.
But our auction book will be up on the county website probably within this week.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much for that information. We really appreciate it. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Kuhl.
Yes.
Mrs. Lando.
Yes.
Mrs. Logston.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Spackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Tobia.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle. Yes. Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Mrs. Fairteller.
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 21 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 22?
Introduced by Ms. Fitzpatrick. Setting the date for the September 2025 meeting of the Steuben County Legislature.
Second.
Are there any questions or comments?
Do you want to explain why we're doing that?
It is because of the dates of the NYSAC conference, and it's shifting all of our meetings off a little bit, so we have to make a change for the September 2025 meeting so that we have enough members of the legislature present to have a quorum.
Thank you.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution 22 carries. All right, is there any other business? Mr. Pelham.
I'd like to take a straw poll of the legislature concerning one of my constituents' requests as to the appointment or changing the county manager to a county executive.
All right. I believe we would need a second on that.
I'll second.
Who was that? Okay. Well, just for the record. All right. Are there any other questions or comments?
How is this going to be worded so we know how we're... How is the poll going to be worded? Is it like in favor of keeping the existing?
Yeah, in favor of keeping the existing appointment of the county manager.
Is that sufficient?
Yeah, that way it's just clear what we're...
Yeah.
What our
position. And are you happy with that with your second, Mr. Tobia?
Yeah.
All right.
I'd like to make a comment before we start.
Please.
I mean, I'm glad we're doing a straw poll, but I just want to say that in the 6 years I've been here, I mean, Jack's always answer me as quick as they could. And I think that having him being, you know, the manager ends up being a little better for us than elected because we could all change at any given time. We lose Jack, we lose 18 years of knowledge right up front. So that's just an opinion, but it's my opinion.
Mr. Tobia.
Yeah, I'm going to piggyback on what Mr. Horton said. You know, we're heading into some pretty tough times here in the next year or two. And, you know, the bottom line is this is the guy I want with us as we tackle some of these problems and help out some of the people in the county. I think he's done a great job. He's on top of things. And, we're heading into times and we need somebody like Mr. Wheeler to help us through it. So
I would concur with those remarks. I think it's important to have someone with the education and the experience in the position at the top of our county, and we are very grateful that that is the way we have established our charter. Mr. Thu.
Yeah, I think us as a legislature, we are all elected by our constituents to make decisions on their behalf to run the government. With the current setup that we have, if we feel that the executive director is not acting in the best interest of the county, we have the authority to replace that executive director. If it's an elected position, you run the risk of one person abusing their power as a singular elected figure. So,
all right. So, I'm sorry, Mr. Nichols.
To me, the real question is, do you want to change your form of government? And I don't want to.
Absolutely.
I like it just like everybody else had said previous to me that I like it the way it is. And I have no desire to change the form of county government.
Thank you, Mr. Nichols. Mr. Van Etten.
When we did this charter 12 years ago?
Yeah, at least. Writing it 13 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, so when we did this, we went through the motions of, do we want to change the form of our government to an executive? And we did not at the time. Because we were aware of other counties who had elected county executives and the perils that they faced because the person either wasn't that experienced, he wasn't professional at what he did. And we have neighboring counties now that, Jack has put out a very good summary of county executive counties versus charter style with administrators or managers. And we are clearly in a very good financial position because we as a legislature control everything. Yes, he's the head of the county government, but he reports to us. Absolutely. In an executive form of government, that's not the case. The legislatures in neighboring counties that have an executive, they don't get to set the budget. It's the county executive that does it. And I don't want to be part of that group. No.
Thank you. Mrs. Fertella.
I was just going to say, when we reviewed that charter, we went from administrative assistant manager to the manager and chose not to go into the executive part. So I would prefer to stay status quo as the manager.
All right. Mr. Hanna.
I'm totally against it. Is this procedurally right that we have one of the legislatures ask for a straw vote for something like this? Or is this?
Right. It couldn't change anything because it's a straw vote. If they wanted to procedurally change, you would have to do resolutions and all that.
Yeah. I think it's the show of support.
Yeah, just get the temperature of the room.
But I would kind of agree with Mike's question is, if you're going to have a straw poll, you don't need a motion or a second in order to have a straw poll. It's just that adds a formality to it, which then begs the question, should you go through the other procedures? I think a straw poll is just a voice vote of the open group.
Duly noted. All right. So we have, yes.
Yeah. I just want to follow up and say, when we decided to go to county manager, it was a matter of establishing the chain of command and accountability and responsibility. And like Scott said, we're set up now that Jack runs the county, but he reports to us, and that's where the line is.
And we have that control. All right. So for the straw poll, all in favor of maintaining the position of county manager, vote aye. Raise a hand.
Aye.
Everybody want to raise their hands and say aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? All right. Unanimous with the exception of Mr. Potter, who is absent. Thank you very much. All right, Jack.
I believe two items for executive session. One involving litigation, settlement of claims, and another employment history of a particular individual.
All right. I'll entertain a motion to go into executive session.
So moved.
Aye. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carried. We are going into executive session. I just want a quick rundown.